Summer is a time a lot of people like to take some time out, get a book and relax. And, well, the place to help sort you out with that is Waiheke Library. And Rhiannon's here to talk about their Dare to Explore program, which is all about getting people into exploring literature and words and books.
And
other things.
Lots of fun.
And having fun.
Yes.
So tell us all about it, Rhiannon.
Cool. All right. Actually, that was one thing I should say is, in fact, we have Dare to Explore for the kids, but we also have the Great Summer Read for adults.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. So if you'd like to get involved and do some challenges as an adult and you're reading over summer as well, there's some great prizes.
Yeah, I was
to
just
be won.
Reading in the Gulf News actually about the you know, book clubs and the
yep.
reading programs and all sorts of stuff. And, yeah, and it reminded me of, you know, because it was mentioned in the Gulf News of way back when that kicked off of the Swedish book that got serialized.
Yes.
Yeah, Miriam's Choice or what was it called?
Yes. That's right. That was ages and ages ago.
It was. It was 2009.
Yep.
And we got readers from the island to read
that's
chapters
right.
of that. Mm. And actually one of the things that happened as a result of that was we got an email from Sweden from someone who was a New Zealander who was living in Sweden and trying to learn Swedish.
Mm-hmm.
And so was reading the Swedish book and listening
wow.
to the podcast
fantastic.
That were recorded by the library and Waiheke Radio to learn Swedish. So
wonderful.
There you go.
Oh, that's amazing.
International Reach Out Program.
Absolutely.
That was a diversion. So where are we going to start? We're going to start with Dare to Explore or the Summer?
No, okay. I think we'll start with Dare to Explore. Okay. So this is a reading program for the kids, and it's designed for age 5 to 12, and is a very, very flexible program. When the kids sign up, they can sign up right now, and from Monday you can pick up your amazing activity booklet, which I have here, and I can't show you because I'm on radio, but anyway, I will describe it.
Yeah, looks good.
So it's a 50-page booklet, and it's just jam-packed full of fun things to do over summer.
It's got a historical inaccuracy on the front, you know.
Dinosaurs in New Zealand.
There were dinosaurs in New Zealand, but there weren't moas at the same time as dinosaurs.
No, exactly.
And Rangitoto was much that volcano, which looks amazingly like Rangitoto, that was way, way after dinosaurs.
Yeah. Well, this is actually past, present and future,
okay.
So it's a mashup.
Okay, fair enough.
So the program is called Past, Present and Future. And the idea is that we're getting kids reading over summer, having lots of fun with their reading, and also doing lots of fun activities. And these can be done on their own, in the library, with friends, with family, all the way through summer, wherever they happen to be. It's a booklet you can take anywhere with you. And all they need to do is come into the library and check in with us at some point over the summer to say they've done at least 6 challenges, 1 from each set, and that gets them into the party we're having on the 1st of February.
And what kind of age group are you focusing at here?
Yeah, so it's 5 to 12 year olds, and it really does just depend on the child, as the program is designed to be really flexible. So there's some easy challenges in there for the 5 year olds, and there's some more stretch challenges in there for the 12 year olds. So it's a pick and choose kind of thing. Mix and match and do what you're interested in.
Great.
Some kids do go all out and do all 60 challenges just because they like to do things like that, which is fantastic, but it's not necessary to do that. You can just pick one from each set.
So you just rock up into the library,
grab
your booklet, and away you go.
Yep.
Brilliant.
Yep, you just have to register for the program. It's very quick to register and then you get your booklet.
Yep.
And we also design events at the library to do over the summer, which help kids complete challenges.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got a number of events. We're actually kicking off with one on the 19th of December, on the Thursday at 3 p.m, which I think is the last day of school for Waiheke Primary kids and the first day of the holidays for Te Huruhi kids. And so it's at 3 p.m. to 4:30, and B. Lorimer from Upcycle is coming in to show kids how they can upcycle wearable art.
Excellent.
So that's going to be heaps of fun. You do have to register for that one, so do let us know if you're wanting to come along. It's for ages 7 and up. All of the other events that we're doing, though, are completely open, all ages, and there's no need to book. So the rest of the events, you just rock up at the place on the day.
And where do you find the program?
We've got flyers in the library, and when you get your booklet, you get a calendar of
Great.
Events. Excellent. So, yeah, so you can find out from that.
Yeah.
We've got two events out at Whakanaefa again this year. We went out there last year and it was a great collaboration with Parks. They really liked having us and the kids had heaps of fun. So the first of those is Tuesday the 31st of December, Outdoor Dares, Delaware Wilderness Skills with our Go Wild Games at Whakanaefa. And then on the 4th of January, we've got Make It Wild, which is getting creative out in the natural environment and interacting and having lots of fun creating things. So those are the ones out at Whakanaefa, and then the rest of our events are at the library. Each event helps kids complete challenges from the program, so it actually helps them to engage with the program and to have fun completing challenges and qualifying for the party. And the other thing is if kids want to do five challenges from one set, they get to collect the stickers. So it's a kind of an incentive program to engage with reading. From a parental perspective, the summer is a time when a lot of kids lose reading ability. So there's a phenomenon called the summer reading slump, where kids can actually lose up to 3 months of their reading learning from the year over summer because they don't keep it up. So this is partly why we do this program over summer. It really helps to combat that. That problem. And it's also a program that has been proven to be extremely effective with reluctant readers because it focuses on the fun aspect and it gets them engaging with activities that they do enjoy doing, and then the reading is a part of what they're doing. So
great. That sounds fantastic.
It's awesome.
So tell us a little bit about this summer reading program for adults.
For adults, the Great Summer Read. So if you pop into the library, we've got a display for it, and there's some flyers and things you can find out about. It's also information about it on our website online. And the idea with that is you set yourself reading challenges to maybe stretch your reading in a slightly different direction, or to set yourself goals with your reading over summer and have lots of fun with it and go into a draw to win prizes. So, yeah, there's several draws over the summer and lots of prizes to be won.
Brilliant. Good stuff. Well, thanks very much, Rhiannon.
Cool.
Yep. So I'll be down soon to see what I've got on the hold shelf.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay,
great.
Thank you for having
me. Yeah, because you get them out longer over summer, don't you?
Yeah, we have extended loans. The extended loans for 4 week loans has already started.
Yeah.
And the 2 week loans has just started.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
So good stuff.
It means you don't have to worry about getting them back in the holidays.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Thanks so much.
Thank you. Bye.
You're talking to Rhiannon from Waiheke Library about their summer programs for kids and for adults.